Great day, everybody. Welcome to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. So RIDE stands for Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures, powered by EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University. We're funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So here's the information about EDAC. My email address is omar@edacmorgan.com. That's edacmorgan.com. Our website is edacmorgan.com. And today's topic, we're focusing on survival strategies. Yeah, survival strategies for those individuals who are, I said startups, but this can go for anybody that's in business. So the topic today is, the title today is Thriving in the Trenches, Three Survival Strategies for Startups. And our quote is from Sarah Blinkley, founder of Spanx. A startup is a tightrope walk. Embrace the wobbly bits, learn from the dips, and stay focused on the finish line. Absolutely. So navigating the unknown with agility. Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. We say, I want to start my LLC. And we don't know, you know, if we're going to have customers coming in right away, customers coming in next month, customers coming in for the year, you know, so we really don't know what's going to happen. So here are three items that I would like to share with you. So embrace the pivot. So if the first thing don't work, let's figure out, you know, what works. You know, I would always go back to one of the workshops we did early on, and that is customer discovery. Now, find a problem that people are having and then solve it. Solve it. You know, that's where I would start, you know, but embrace the pivot. Sometimes it doesn't work that way, and we have to pivot along the way. Test and learn, you know, experiment with different approaches. You know, just like I indicated, gather some data, you know, see what people are really looking to have. What are some of the gaps in the marketplace that you can fulfill? Embrace the minimum viable product. You know, start something, you know, get started and get some feedback on that particular, your particular business product or service. Oops, going the wrong way. Build your fortress of resilience, financial fitness. Yeah. You know, so prior to getting started, you want to have some savings. You know, if you're not going to get a loan, even if you're going to get a loan, you still want to have some savings built up because you don't know when customers, paying customers, are going to be coming in your door. So you want to have some type of financial pot, if you will. Teamwork does make the dream work. You know, so who's on your team that can help you to the next level, that can help you build your business? Now, is there a co-founder? Do you have a contract that you can hire independent contractors? Are you going to work with interns? Now, be careful with working with interns. I believe we did a segment on that. If not, I'll look to do one on interns. You know, you want to make sure that they have the skill set to help you out with your business and the knowledge. And then, you know, the passion. What's your passion? Never lose sight of your why. My why is to stay free and get my family free. You know, I also have a mantra called that I always use, improve and progress. So when things do get tight, meaning that, you know, customers are not coming in, you know, I'm always thinking about, you know, getting free and staying free, but I'm also I'm also taking into consideration, how can I improve and progress on this situation? And then storytelling is power. You know, think about, you know, your story. Who is your audience? How are you helping them? You know, and testimonies. Those testimonies go a long way, not just for the individuals that are providing the testimony, but for you as well. It's saying to you, you're doing something right. So tell your story by using other people's testimonies. Leverage the digital landscape. You know, that's social media. I would still utilize your website and email marketing. They're still alive, y'all. Yeah, email marketing is still alive. And then build strategic partnerships. You know, are there individuals that you can partner with prior to, I would think about this prior to, you know, as I'm thinking about starting my own business, I'm thinking about, hey, all right, I'm in this particular industry. Is there a complementary industry that I can participate in? I mean, you see it all the time with these fast food restaurants and the movies. You can see it with barbershops. Barbershops and beauty salons are infamous for this as well, because they have these business cards that they put up on the board. So they're sharing idea. They're sharing. They're becoming, I'm gonna say, agents, strategic partners, indirectly with the people who put their cards up, because people are referring people to them. And by having those cards up, people who come to the barbershop or the beauty salon may say, hey, I need me an insurance agent, or I need an accountant. Let me pull this particular card here. So think about who else you can collaborate with that can bring you business, and you can bring them business. And just think about some associations as well. I know people think that in associations, there's a lot of competition, but there can be some opportunities where you're in the same industry, but you're not providing the same service or product. Get it? All right. If you don't get it, just give me a call. We'll talk about that. All right. With that said, you know, at Ride, we have different ways to discover new pathways. We have an entrepreneurship boot camp, our podcast and on-demand workshops, excuse me, Impact Summit, and our Room to Grow and Office Hours. And all of these can be found at our website at edacmorgan.com, as well as on our social media. We're at Ride Small Biz, that's BIZ, on Instagram, and you'll find more information about the Ride program there. Until we see each other again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Lab Production.